Hi there, I'm Pastor Rod Parsley, and I sure want to thank you for listening to today's podcast. I'm the senior pastor of World Harvest Church, where we love God and love people, and I hope you'll be inspired by today's message. Now, for more great content and lots of updates, I'd love to connect with you online at rodparsley.com. But right now, let's head into today's episode. From the events in Charlottesville, Virginia, where racism and violence made headlines around the world, to the bullets that rained down on a concert crowd in Las Vegas, the hatred we see played out these days is confusing and frightening. These moments reveal to us that the heart of the human problem is in reality the problem of the human heart. As I sought the face of God regarding these tragedies, the Holy Spirit directed me to change my message on a Sunday morning, and then I kept expanding on that original word for several weeks. God spoke to me through Ecclesiastes chapter 3, which plainly says, to everything there's a season, time to every purpose under heaven, time to keep silence, and a time to speak. Now, these messages have literally exploded online and on social media. They've been seen by multiplied millions around the world. God's message truly struck a chord, and America knew it needed to be heard. Here's one installment of the four-part message series, From the Heart of God to the Hearts of His People, A Time to Speak. Revelation chapter 12. We'll begin looking at verse number 1. And a great sign appeared in the heaven. The sign was a woman. The further sign that she was clothed with the stars and the moon was under her feet. So you got the picture? Look up here at me. There's a woman. In the heavens, a sign is given where? Where's the sign given? On the earth? No, it's in the heavens. And in fact, what John is drawing reference to is what was extremely common in his day and had a renaissance in the 60s and again in the 1990s. He is drawing an astrological comparison. He's talking in terms of astrology. You say, well, I rebuke that. Well, John didn't, because John understood what you don't understand. Sex is not evil. Sex used for a purpose other than that which God ordained it is evil. Money is not evil. It can be the root of all evil, but money is not evil, because if you were truly a Christian and money was truly evil, you'd get rid of all of it you have. Excuse me while I make sense. Sex is not evil. Perverted sex is evil. God is the creator of all things. God created Lucifer. But Lucifer is not operating for the purpose for which he was created. So when we take a created thing and we use it for an unlawful use, then it becomes evil or a sin. Are you with me? So then, he's looking at astrology. Now, perverted astrology is your horoscope. I'm just letting it sink. That's perverted. Do you understand? Because we're led by the Holy Spirit. However, the earth
and the heavens declare his glory. In fact, he tells us that the moon is given for our calendar. The moon is our spiritual timepiece. We can understand things by the ordering of the planets, of the sun, of the moon. They are in our world. Therefore, God created and uses them for his purpose when they are sanctified to him. Have I helped you yet? Have I helped you yet? All right, so now we are seeing a sign going on, and I'm doing exactly what I didn't want to do. We are seeing a sign going on where? In the heavens. And that sign regards a woman. And that sign involves the sun and the moon under her feet. Watch. And on her head, 12 crowns. I'm in Revelation 12:1. And on her head was what? Where was the moon? Under her feet. She is a woman who is a sign located where? That's Virgo. Look at it. That's Virgo. It is a gathering together of celestial bodies. In fact, it was a star in Virgo that for 3 years led the wise men to Jesus. Maybe we ought to take a look. I just messed with you. I'm going to say it again. I just messed with you. It was a star in Virgo that led the wise men for 3 years. They fixated on that star and they followed it to Jesus. Because that's what a sign does. A sign is not significant in itself. You didn't show up today and get you a folding chair and sit by the sign that says World Harvest Church. You just use the sign to get to World Harvest Church. So we use signs to get us to Jesus. Shove somebody and just say, you'll get it later. Shove somebody and say, follow the star. Tell them, say, follow the star. And on her head were 12 stars. How many tribes in Israel? There would be 12. She was with child. So if we're using Virgo, then Virgo would have to be with child. How long does it take for a woman to give birth? Stand up, darling. Stand up. Stand up. Folks say, oh, obviously, watch me now. Think with your spirit. We would say she is expecting. Did she give witness? Are you expecting any day? I don't know. When are you expecting? You have 2.5 weeks. That's any day now. I got a Jeep. I can take you a ride. We can spur along the process. Amen. Amen. So, you are expecting. So if you were the woman and there was a sign in the heavens, and it goes on to say that the woman brings forth a man child, not a girl, a man child. And at some point, Now, y'all just bear with Pastor Rod, because sometimes I have to make things real plain, okay? At some point, is that a boy or a girl? It's a girl. At some point, that baby girl gonna run out of room in there. You better watch me. Do you know the day and hour that baby's going to be born? There are how many? Well, I can't use it that way. There are three trimesters in a pregnancy. If you're going to give birth to that baby, it's not going to be in the first trimester. I'm going to move over here. Is it going to be in the second trimester? Is it going to be in the third trimester? So you don't know the day, and you don't know the hour, but you do know the season. But no man knows the day, and no man knows the hour, because right now it's tomorrow in Hong Kong. So it couldn't be on a certain day, could it? Because the God that put the heavenly bodies in the heavens to give light by day and darkness by night, and he called the light day and the darkness night, and he divided them one for the other. He did it by rotation and revolution, didn't he? So he did it by what? Turning. That's another sermon. He did it by turning. You want to turn your darkness tonight, darkness today, turn. You want to turn midnight to morning? Turn. Turn where? John told you where to turn. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a voice as of many waters, and I, John, being turned, saw. You want to see where to go? You got to turn. You got to turn toward the voice. You've got to hear a word and turn, baby. I'm messing you up right now. I'm having so much fun doing it. You still with me? So God said, you're not going to know the day. You're not going to know the hour. But you can know the season. 9 months for a woman to give birth. Now I'm going to jump ahead of myself a little bit, and then I'm going to catch you back up. Is it all right? So don't shout just yet. So there's going to be a sign in the heavens. It's a woman. She's got 12 stars in her crown. She's got the moon beneath her feet. Are you with me? She is a virgin, Virgo. Who put Virgo up there? That'd be God. Not somebody in your local newspaper doing a horoscope. Okay, now, a minute ago when I said, stand back up, darling, you're so beautiful. Stand back up. I said, do you know how far along you are? And somebody over here shouted, any day. So when you're in the season, you don't know the day or the hour. You only know the season, but you know that you're not in the season. how many can take an obvious look at our precious, lovely daughter here and say she's not in her first trimester? How many of you immediately knew that? How about second trimester? You immediately know she's not in her second trimester. She's about to have that baby. And I need to tell the church, we are not in the first season. We are not in the second season. The first season, Passover, the second season, Pentecost, are over. And we are standing right now on the precipice of our third trimester. We don't know when. We just know any day now. Y'all need to help me because I need to walk a little bit. Just get up and just walk around and say, in a day now. In a day now. In a day now. In a day now. We'll be going home. Get your stuff packed. Make sure you're ready. Get your suitcase by the door. Because soon and very soon, we're going faster than the fleetest to have ever struck a pavement or a wheel ever turned on an axle. We're leaving here. Be seated. She was with child and cried out in labor. The whole earth groans, to wit, the manifestation of the sons of God. She groans in pain to give birth. I hurry. Luke chapter 21, verse 29. And Jesus told them this parable. Look at the fig tree. And look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are sprouting leaves already, you see and know for yourselves that summer is now near. Season change. So in like manner, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. You know it's the season. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things are fulfilled. Stay with me. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Back a little bit. Luke 21, verse 25. There will be signs. Didn't we just read that? Okay, let's see if they're in the same place. There will be signs in the sun. And in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. Your Bible says in Timothy, in the last day, perilous times shall come. The word perilous means having no obvious answer. Perilous. It can't be figured out. You can't get there from here. What are you going to do with North Korea? what will you do? We're not in the season of World War I. We are not in the season of World War II. We are no longer in the season. It began to shift, watch me, with North Korea and South Korea and the whatever parallel that my father and many of your fathers went to secure freedom for South Korea. And things in warfare began to go the wrong way. Next, you had Vietnam, where that process continued. Why? It was perilous. It wasn't as simple as this piece of land is in peril and this group is going to go against that group and whatever group wins gets the land. That doesn't work anymore. We are fighting the number one enemy of America is an enemy with no nation, with no land, with no borders, with nothing more than a spirit. Okay, I'm not helping you, am I? I said I'm not helping you, am I? So now we have a situation, I'm just pulling one out, North Korea. But North Korea does not only involve North Korea, it involves South Korea. Not only South Korea, but through South Korea, the United States of America. Through North Korea, Iran, and Syria, and mainly China. So Kim Jong go on a diet. Kim Jong get a hairstyle. Kim Jong take a handful of Valium and chill. Kim Jong hashtag delusional. Is sitting on nuclear warheads, on intercontinental ballistic missiles. We now have atomic and hydrogen weaponry in the hands of madmen. What stopped World War II? The atomic bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and the thing was over in hours. But now, if we attempt to do that to North Korea, we hit a button, they hit a button, and multiplied tens of millions of people in Seoul, South Korea are obliterated. Perplexity, complexity of nations. So we've got this sign in the heavens. We got a woman, Virgo. And Virgo has some stars, 12 of them, right? And she's got what else? She's got the moon under her feet, right? And she's got the sun, right? And she's with child, and she's in her last trimester, and she gives birth to a son. All right, I'll go ahead. Are you with me? No, I'm going to go to something else. Okay, stay with me. Because I got to get to my text. I'm not to my text. See, I'm not. Distress of nations with perplexity. Here comes my text. This is installment 4 of A Time to Speak. And my message is the sea and the waves roaring. Do you have a Bible? So we've got all this going on, and the next line tells it all. And men's hearts failing them for fear. Wars, if you flip your Bible over one page backwards, when shall these things come to pass, they asked Jesus. What shall be the sign, not signs, the sign? The sign is not all of the things going around the sign. Those are signs, but they point to the sign. The sign is when you see the fig tree put forth her leaves, know that you're in the third trimester. You with me? Okay, so when you know that, how do you know when that begins? Well, you just trace it back. Two dates, May 1948, when God fulfilled his word and gave the nation of Israel back to the children of Israel. May 1948. This generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Discrepancy about what a generation is. Those kind of arguments to me are like trying to pinpoint the day and the moment when that baby's going to be born. I don't need to know the day and the moment, and I'm not going to quibble about that. All I know is Virgo is pregnant and she's in the third trimester. And this constellation has been aligned for the last 9 months, and it has not been aligned for 2,000 years. Hold on. Hold on. So, the second date would be 1967, where General Allenby rode into Jerusalem. And the dividing wall between North and South Jerusalem was brought down, and the city, the jewel of God, that diamond on a velvet couch, the city of Jerusalem, the exact geographic center of the entire earth, came into the hands of the Israelites again. 1967. Then he said, you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. And everybody's mind goes to Afghanistan, where we've been now, what, 17 years. Somebody said to me the other day, well, if we're not careful, we're going to end up in a war. I said, we're in a war. What do you mean? Like, oh, I know we're fighting jihad. No, we're in a war. America doesn't even know it, and that's why we can't win it. Our men and women have given their lives in Afghanistan for the last 17 years. We just increased our troops into Afghanistan after 17 years. They're dying there. We are at war. But we're just like the church. We got padded pews and crystal chandeliers and a preacher that's super powered and a program that's always new and 15 services on Sunday morning, and we're really, really comfortable, and we have forgotten that we were built for the battle and we were called to the conflict, and we are warriors in the kingdom. We're called to invade enemy-held territory, not sit and rest and recreation. God, I want to preach it. There must be birthed in the church a desire for change. There must be birthed in the church. Smite yourself on the breast and say it with me. There must be birthed in the church a desire for change. And I'm like Archie Bunker. How long do I have? 4 minutes? Be seated. wished I would stay over there. I'm like Archie Bunker. Anybody know Archie Bunker? Let me see your age. I was in Washington the other day. I went in the Smithsonian Institute, and there was Archie in Edith's chair. And I realized how old I was. I'm 60, and I can still kick Pastor Manny and punch. I'm punching today. We got to wake up. We've got to be shaken out of the doldrums and slumber, because here's the reality. Heaven is real. Hell is real. Eternity is long. And we may be in heaven this time tomorrow, and your children may be stuck on this planet without the Holy Spirit, without the church, with virtually very, very little hope of ever making it off this planet without being a martyr for Jesus Christ. And you couldn't get them up to come to church with you today with all of us here. What do you think they're going to do when we are gone? I'll tell you what they're going to do. The Bible prophesied it. Your neighbors, your friends, your work associates, your children, your husband, your wife, your neighbor, your best friend that you go on a cruise with, your business partner that doesn't know Jesus. I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're going to fill buildings like this to overflowing. They're going to murder each other trying to get in to find the answer that you're taking for granted right now. They're going to cry for the rocks to fall upon them. This is real. You know, the church is like that little boy on YouTube that came out of the getting his dental work done and had a little too much happy gas. And he looks around and says, is this real life? That's what the church is like right now. We don't know we're in real life. This is it. But the devil has us, according to Daniel, running to and fro, fretting over things that make absolutely no difference. The church is having believers' meetings while 500, or how many? 576,000 people within 12 miles of this pulpit are knowingly lost without God and will spend eternity in hell while we're having believers' meetings. We're ministering to the 4% and neglecting the 96%, many of which are our family and friends. I promise you, here in Elkhart and here in Columbus, there are enough people in these congregations that if you ran the connections, we're in some way connected to 90% of those 576,000 people. But we're not talking to them. We don't care to talk to them about Ohio State and Oklahoma University. When's the last time you talked to your children about their soul? When's the last time you students drove home for a weekend instead of sneak away and hide out with your boo to attempt to get your drug-addicted mother born again? This preacher preaching up in here today, I feel God shouting amen. Church isn't liking it much, but I love this man right here. I love Jerry. I pray for Jerry twice every day. I love Sister Jolly. See, I didn't even see her yet today, but I know where she sits because she's faithful. And I love Sister Jolly. I pray for her twice every day. I love Elder Canfield Paula. I pray for them twice every day to the point that I get on my family's nerves. That's real. That's real life. I pray for you, precious one. That's the reason every day I come in here and you're sitting there, everything in me comes alive, because I'm praying for you and I'm praying for your family. And I love her because she brought you. I need 5,000 of her. Who's with you today? I'm going to ask again. Don't throw your Bible at me or your notepad. Who came with you today? Got somebody, Pastor Tim? You got two? Who you got with you? Stand up, buddy. I'm going to embarrass you. There's 100 million people watching you right now. Don't be nervous. Are you married?
No.
Are you married? You're married. Okay, I can't talk to you. Hold on. Turn around. Look at that camera right there. Single. Huh? This is a good man. He's in church on Sunday morning. That's all I need to know. You can get a hold of him through me. So, yeah, tweet that. Stay standing up. Pastor Tim, stand up and help me a minute. So, Pastor Tim, you and I, we've been working on this, right?
Yes,
so you invited these fellas?
Yes,
and where are they from?
They're from Maryland.
From Maryland? Yes, and how do you know them?
They were our former church, and we invited them to come check out Columbus.
And what do they think so far?
They love it.
They do?
Yes, sir.
All right. You ready to go to heaven?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
You full of the Holy Ghost?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Think about Valor Christian College. Or you might call it Valor Bridal College. Ring by spring. Listen to me. What would happen if every one of us was like this precious one who brought this precious one, or Pastor Tim who brought those two? I love precious Francis. I always call her precious Francis when I text her, because she's so precious to me. She's a woman of God and full of God, and she prays for me, and I love her. I pray for you every day too, twice a day, every day, and your brothers and your mother and your dad, every day. I love doing it. I'm so happy to do it. But in all honesty, if those situations that I just told you that I pray about, if those didn't change, in the scope of eternity, it would make no difference at all, except for the people that, if they stay on this earth and receive their miracle and receive their healing, the only difference it will make are the people that they bring into the kingdom in the time God gives them. Okay, but maybe you're not fighting cancer. Why are you here? Why are you here? Why didn't Jesus just bring it? Why didn't he construct this thing in such a way that you get born again and you was gone? I'm telling my age again. That's from Hee Haw. He met another and he was gone. Look it up on YouTube. Anyway, am I making a point? Is the point, why are we here? Well, I'm here to be a dental assistant. You might be here to be a dental assistant because God needs to bring three apostles, two prophets, a future worship leader, and seven evangelists through that dentist office for you to win to Jesus. Now, that would be a reason for you to be here. Otherwise, you're taking up space. You with me? You think you're here to be an elder? Think when he walks through the gates of heaven, they're going to, Elder Brunson, World Harvest Church. No. What they're going to look for? How many notches you got in your belt? Wouldn't it be a sad thing to get to heaven and there be no souls there that you won to greet you? It's quiet. I don't know. I feel like I'm in a user-friendly church or something. I don't know. Shout! No, shout! Shout, I'm getting it! I'm getting it! Elkhart, are you getting it? Okay, so you're going to hear wars and rumors of wars, right? From Afghanistan to your kitchen table or your car on the way here this morning. The wars between husbands and wives. The wars between sons and their fathers. The wars between daughters and their mothers. The conflicts between church people. They're everywhere. Now let's get to it. How many trimesters? Three. Stand up again, darling. Let me focus them again. Is she in her first trimester? No. Second? No. Third? Yes. It's obvious. Why? There's a sign. I can see the sign. She's glowing like a star. She's going to give birth. Virgo is shining with the sun, with 12 stars, with the alignment of the sun and the moon under her feet. Right now. And God said, when you see these things come to pass, know this, any day now. Say it, any day now. Any day now. Any day now. People are amazing. Have you noticed while Hurricane Harvey was headed toward Texas, and then Irma lined up, headed straight for the peninsula of Florida. Have you noticed that behind Irma, Jose, and behind Jose, another, for the first time in the history of the world, Irma, the biggest recorded hurricane mass ever headed toward the United States of America. And have you noticed? They were plucking people out of trees. We had Bridge of Hope rescuers there in John boats, going around literally rescuing people off the housetops where the floodwaters were 30 feet high. Rescuing people out of trees. I don't mean any disrespect, but let me say this. I was going to shout it. I'm going to say it calmly. Question. Why were you there? Why were you there? They're going door to door on the peninsula of Florida. Get out! Get out! Get out! I'm going to ride it out. I want to tell you something. In the spirit, you think you can ride out the storm that's coming, and I'm here to tell you, you will not make it. You can't ride this one out. When the moon is bleeding and the seas are seething under the whiplash of fury to spill their dead in the lap of God, there will be no way out for you. Be seated. August 12th, 2017. Now here we go. There are how many stages in that pregnancy? Three. I don't have time to go through them. You should have known this by now, but let me just refresh you. There are three major phases in God's dealing with us on a yearly basis. Number one, Passover, historically fulfilled on the cross. Number two, Pentecost, 50 days later, very close together. Pentecost fulfilled when the church was born in Acts chapter 2. Do you remember? The third, tabernacles. Think of dwelling. Think of God's presence. Think of you and God being together. That's what tabernacles is about. Tabernacles is not yet fulfilled. Tabernacles will begin with its first feast on September the 21st. Will begin Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, a new year in the late part of the year where God says to you, I'm going to give you a new beginning, I'm going to give you a mulligan, I'm going to give you a do-over. So are you with me? So this third trimester, we'll call it, is not yet fulfilled. We don't know the day and we don't know the hour. What we do know is the season. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen in that season. That season begins with little irony to the casual observer with the Feast of Trumpets, where 100 blasts of the trumpet signal everything is about to change. We're going to change the calendar, time. We're going to change the season, harvest. And when you think of harvest, you think of the fields that are white unto harvest. That's not the harvest we're talking about. We're talking about the harvest of the souls of men in the kingdom of God, where the sea and the depths thereof and the mountains, rocks, and rills will give up the dead that are in them to be brought before the white throne judgment seat of Christ. And then the final chapter. Enter in, my good and faithful servant. Depart from me, you fornicator. Depart from me, you shacker. Depart from me, thief. Depart from me, you that knew to do good and did it not. Depart from me, you hateful and mean and angry and incivil. Depart from me, you racial haters. I never knew you. Or enter in, my good and faithful servant, to the joy prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Here we are. Tabernacles. And the trump of God, 1 Thessalonians 4, shall sound. The dead in Christ shall rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet them in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. When does that happen? It happens in the third feast season, in the third trimester of Virgo, when she is about to give birth to the man-child, the first time Jesus, the second time So what's going on? The seas are roaring. Want to talk about the moon? I just brought you through a tetrad of four red blood moons, Passover and Tabernacles, 2014 and 2015. I showed you the sign. Want to talk about the seas roaring? Do we have to talk about the first time Category 4s lined up in the Atlantic in recorded history? We're not talking about, well, it's just another hurricane. Open your eyes. Look toward the skies. Your redemption is drawing nigh. Even is at the door. So there we are. Hurricanes, wars, wildfires. From California to Washington State to Oregon to Montana, more acres burning at one time on the west coast of the United States than in the history that has been recorded. We're on fire. We're flooding. Red blood moons. And the church sleeps on. We just go to Sunday morning service 1 out of 6 weeks. Haven't invited anybody to church in the last 3 years. Don't even know what it's like to have a loved one sit beside us in church and give their lives to Christ. We don't even know what that's like. Last point. Signs in the moon, signs in the stars. I'll close with one of those. Signs in the heavens, signs on the earth, perplexity of nations, wars and rumors of wars. What about the signs in the sun? What about an eclipse? How about an eclipse on, let me see. I could talk about racial hatred, Charlottesville, Virginia, where a man ran a car into a crowd of people August 12, 2017, because what happens is when we get to Tabernacles and the trumpet sounds, and as we approach that season, the devil knows one of two things. Jesus is going to come in that season. There is a pregnancy taking place. It will be up to God whether he sends Jesus or not during tabernacle season. But if he doesn't send him, the devil knows, according to Joel chapter 2, that every believer receives 7 anointings in a double portion, but most don't receive it because they're destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they don't know it. Trumpets at Tabernacles, 10 days of all repentance, turning. At the end of 10 days of all, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, where God seals our fate positively or negatively for the next 12 months. You're not listening to me. The decision you make in the next 30 days will determine everything God does for you in the next 12 months. Ten days of all, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and then the Feast of Tabernacles for 8 days, which is a celebration, the greatest celebration of the calendar year, because we repented and God blessed us. Or we repented and Jesus came. One of these tabernacles, you and I are going to spend celebrating with him. Just get ready. Just get ready. Okay, one final thing. Everybody shout. We got Afghanistan, we got North Korea, we got Syria, we got terrorists in Barcelona, Spain. All this happening right now. Why? The seas are roaring because Satan knows what's just about to happen. Let's talk about an eclipse. August 21st. That's when the eclipse came. Did any of you see it? Raise your hand if you saw it. Raise your hand if you saw it. Raise your hand if you knew about it. Okay. Some of you didn't get the little glasses. Cameron brought me mine. I have 8 minutes to close this out. And I'm going to take those 8 minutes because I feel right now that there are hundreds of thousands if not millions of souls hanging in the balance right now to what I say. I feel it. I feel the weight of it. What was the date? What was the date? August 21st. A total solar sun eclipse. Please don't forget, it comes immediately on the heels of the sign in the moon, the four red blood moons, 14 and 15, Passover and Tabernacles. Signs in the sun, signs in the moon. Well, there have always been eclipses. True, true. There's always been rain, but there was only one flood. So stop with the silliness, please. That path, did you look at it? You have to read the signs. Otherwise, you end up down the road where they don't believe in Jesus if you don't follow the World Harvest sign. Anyway, that thing started in Salem, Oregon. Guess where it ended up? Salem, South Carolina. It passed through 14 Salem cities. 14, the number of double portion. Total darkness across that path through Kansas City and across Nebraska and Wyoming and Idaho and Oregon. And for the first time in hundreds of years, Salem, peace. It's a warning. Judgment, 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 judgment. This is the dispensation of grace, not judgment. But judgment is waiting right off stage. I mean, please. Silly people. Well, it's the judgment of God that there was a flood in Texas. Honey, if it was the judgment of God, there wouldn't be a Texas. Wake up. Come on. Shout one time and I'll hurry. Let me make sure I'm straight. Somebody might want to use me in their music video. Gotta shout it! Jesus is coming again! Get happy because you're going to heaven, or get happy because you're not in hell yet. But under God, get happy. I'm not finished. I'm not finished. I'm not finished. So Virgo, is in the third trimester. We don't know the day, we don't know the hour, but we know the season. And Virgo gives birth to a man child. Here's the deal. Have you had other babies? How much they weigh? 6'11 and 7'14. You're an amateur. Stand up, Ashton. 10:11. Here's what I'm talking about. It don't matter if it's 6, 7, or 10, okay? Space is getting real limited in there. And before long, to get out here into a wide place, that baby got to go through something called the birth canal. Its head will be compressed, its skull soft to make the journey. It will have to be in the right position. I want to preach every one of these, but I'm being real. It's kind of like you ladies that have been there and you men that have had to observe it. It's kind of like a watermelon going through a keyhole. It is a wonder. You're like, is this real life? Isn't it? It's a wonder, isn't it? Be seated. Right now, things are being compressed. Everything is very tight. There's a lot of pressure. On September the 21st, the trumpets, the 100 trumpets will sound. On September 23rd, that eclipse happened on the first of Elul. The first of Elul. Elul is the month of repentance. God was saying, take stock of your life. Because just as surely as the sun shines, the time will come when I'll put my hand over it and I'll stop it for all time. Virgo has been in the celestial alignment with the moon beneath her feet, with the sun. I was driving home Wednesday night after church, heading toward my house, and that moon was so big and so low and so bright that my automatic dimmers wouldn't work. Stuff's getting messed up. Everything we had planned is about to be shaken. Everything we thought we'd figured out, we're going to become very, very confused about. Here we go. Revelation 12:2 not only says that Virgo will be in position for 9 months, which it has been, for 9 months. But Jupiter, stand up. What's your baby's name? It's what? Samantha. Soon, let's call her Sam, so I can equate it to a man child. Soon, Sam has to leave mom. Soon, Virgo will have Jupiter, after 9 months, pass through her on September 23rd. For the first time since the birth of Jesus, who many say is September 11, 3 BC, after the wise men, when the wise men started following that star. Jupiter means righteousness. For the first time in 2,000 years since a baby was born, passing out of a virgin, on September 11th, 3 BC. Now, 2,000 years later, Virgo has been in her celestial set for 9 months. And on September 23rd, Jupiter will pass through Virgo. It's twofold. You say, are you saying Jesus is coming on September the 23rd? What are you listening to? Check. Yeah. What are you listening to? I didn't say that. But I'm certainly not telling you he won't either. One of these years, maybe this one, he's coming with the sound of the trumpet. And I believe scripture bears out it'll be in the third trimester during the Feast of Tabernacles. We're on its heels right now. Never have we seen signs in recorded history like these. My question is, number one, are you ready? If he should come before you're able to make your way out these buildings, are you ready? Because he could. Nothing has to be fulfilled. He could come today. Isn't there somebody you need to ask forgiveness of? Isn't there something left undone? Isn't there something you'd like to tell Jesus? Do you have the full joy of your salvation? Number two, is there someone you love that you know is not ready? And wouldn't you like for God to let you be the one to seal their eternity in heaven and loose them from the bondages of hell without God? Because that's really what loving God and loving people is all about. I thank you for your patience today. I had a lot to get out, and I got 5% of it out, and I'm so thankful. Jesus is coming. He's coming. And really, it's at hand. We don't know if it'll be tomorrow for her or in a week for her, but it really doesn't matter after that expanse of 9 months, does it? We've been looking toward the skies for 2,000 years. Even if it's 10 years from now, it's at hand, and we've got so little time to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, I want to invite you to tell someone in your life about the podcast. Hope you'll do it today. Head on over to iTunes and leave a review. Share it on your social networks for me. Really helps me get the word out. I'd love for you to connect with me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. No easier way for me to minister to you every day and throughout the day, and for us to join together in faith as God moves in and through your life. You can find links to all my pages at rodparsley.com. God bless you now, and I hope you'll listen again soon.